far. Hang on here. Hello, Dan.
This is Dan.
Hey, Dan. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. Is this Amy?
This is Amy. Dan is a fantastic name. That's my husband, the love of my life. That's his name.
Well, don't get us confused.
Oh, I wouldn't dare. Trust me, but it's still a good name. I'm just pulling everything up here. So a few questions she punched in here for me is the mile radius. You can show up to a 50 mile radius, depending on the needs of the business. Let me see, what else does she put in here? Okay, she asked me to apply. Go ahead.
Amy, the reason I ask about that is that I don't need to cast a net that wide. I don't want to drive that far because I live in a densely populated area. I get most of my work within 3 miles,
sense.
Of my house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fantastic. You know,
yes,
so I want to be able to adjust that radius.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's completely adjustable depending on, again, what the needs of the business are. We have some clients that, you know, they're out in the boonies and they need that 50 miles. Or they need to address it by county, or they need to address it by city name. Some of the guys like out in Montana and such, they're going 200 miles. So they just choose to pick the top city names. We're in Orange County. You're in San Diego. So we understand you're in a very densely populated area. You don't have to go very far for the work and in order to show yourself a strong return on investment. Now, she asked me to apply a website credit. That's going to bring your monthly investment rate down by half, 50%, to just $299 month to month with no contract. It's about $10 a day. Okay.
So that's $299 month to month.
Correct. We earn your business a month at a time. Performance-based company here, Dan. Now, specifically, what the program's going to include for you is complete Google local optimization setup. So that's the first page placement there within the local map on Google services where the business is physically located in San Diego, California, 92105. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The second position is up at the very tippy top of the page in the Google Ads. This spot happens very quickly. This spot allows you to target the specific zip codes and areas that you want to come up in, and it allows to ensure that placement in that specific 3 mile radius that you want to show up in, okay? Now, I'm looking here on Google. I do a very broad search for Handyman Dan in your area, and there's two other companies listed, Dan the Handyman and Handyman Dan.
Right.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I said right, and one of those companies has bad reviews, and I've been having to deal with that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't see the negative reviews. I don't see the negative, there's no reviews on either one.
It was on Nextdoor, which is an app that I started.
Yeah, but I'm talking about Google. This is where 9 out of 10 folks are going. You know, the Nextdoor, yes, is a very, very, very profitable service. I'm very familiar with it. But I'm talking about directly on Google. There's going to need to be a strong differentiation between you and your competitors here, especially since it's the same business name. We are going to want to make that differentiation, which we have the ability to do so through the way that we program you in and make sure that you're coming up. Now, HomeAdvisor, it looks like that was a more recent type of thing that you decided to move forward with, right?
Right. Yeah, regretting it.
How long ago?
Just last month, December 16th, I think, is when I signed up for it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's very expensive. You know, it's a lead generation service.
I'm familiar.
So you're paying per lead. Mm-hmm. And
yes, sir.
A lot of, you know, I pay for leads that I don't get, the job because it's such a mismatch, you know, so they don't do any pre-screening or anything. Mm-hmm. So I'm not happy with that.
Yeah, I'm really familiar with them, and I hear that quite a bit. And this is the thing is, HomeAdvisor is one of Google's biggest clients. So they purchase a position for their company name at the top of the first page at Google, Dan. They capture the lead and then resell it to you and five or six of your competitors. So like you say, there's nothing that is going to be proper matching because it's just they're just throwing spaghetti against the wall hoping something sticks.
Right, right. Okay, Amy, so is it right now your that price you quoted is for a 50-mile radius?
Correct.
What happens if we decrease that?
Well, I can see if they will allow me to give you, I'm assuming it's the cost that would be holding you back, right, Dan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a sole practitioner, and, you know, I don't do $10,000 a month in business, so a $300 a month, you know, marketing bill is pretty hefty.
Okay.
But yeah. the good news for me is that that could be month to month, so I could turn that on or off. You know, I could basically do that whenever I really feel like I want to.
Right. So I can ask them if they'll allow me to give you like a friends and family rate. That's going to bring the monthly down to $249 a month. I don't know if that would be a bit more manageable for you, but that's really the very lowest we have. The package regularly costs $599 with a $299 setup fee.
And is there any other
setup fee? And I can get an approval code for a $249 friends and family rate, and that would lock you in at that rate.
And is that just for this time? So let's say that I decide, okay, I'm going to go ahead and try this for a month, and then I want to pause it for a couple of months and come back. Would that be the same price, or would you have to kind of recalculate it?
Oh, no, you're locked in at that rate, and it'll never go up or change. Dan, and it includes quite a few bells and whistles, so it's not just the first page of Google. We also program you in for the top 60 directories, Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, Hot Frog, Kudzu. Everywhere that the business name is listed, we're going to hyperlink the website and ensure that you have proper placement. With this, we do also include, I'm looking here, let me see here. Did you build the website yourself?
I had it built by a friend, yeah.
Okay, all
real
right.
Real simple, you know. The website just, you know, it doesn't need to do much for me. It doesn't need to have a lot of functionality. It's just basically a place to list my skills, put some photos, put some testimonials, you know,
right.
Not much else really.
Right. I understand. And for the most part, I do. All intents and purposes, I completely agree. However, it does need to be Google compliant and conversion driven, only because it is a representation of the business. And we want to make sure that it has the proper functionality, as you mentioned. Wix sites generally tend to not do that. They're not Google compliant, so we can include one for you at nothing additional. It'll be up and running in 3 to 5 days. And it will have all the same information that you currently have on there. That's not a problem. We can put the actual Google reviews on there as well, which is going to give you a much stronger push.
Uh-huh. I see. So that would give customers the capability to go on the site and put a review.
Oh yeah, they can leave a review for you directly on Google from the website. There'll be a Google review button, making it very easy no matter which destination they find you on. Say they find you on Facebook or maybe they found you on Yelp, perhaps Yahoo. They're going to be driven to the website, and then from the website, Dan, what's going to happen is they can go on and click the Google review button. That review is going to come in. As long as it's 5-star, it'll load within 24 hours. If it's not a 5-star review, you get the option to rebuttal it before it goes live anywhere. And those And those 5-star reviews, they load straight to the website, so everyone's able to see them anywhere they see the website. And the thing about it is it's not going to be just like a basic doc. It's going to be, you know, handymandan.com or something along those lines. It's not going to say Wix site in it. It's not going to say local splash in it. It's going to be an actual .com site. And these have better Google compliancy. This is a great way to get your foot in the door. Don't get me wrong. And I really like the colors on it. I like that you have your own photo there. That's fantastic. I'm looking here at all the services. We hyperlink, all the services that you're offering to your clients. But we want to make sure that it has proper Google compliancy. And we can hyperlink the Home Advisor approved, that you are screened and approved through Home Advisor. We can link that to the website. We build you a logo.
Yeah,
all of it. All of it for the $249. Nothing additional whatsoever.
So, and again, that's $249 for the month-to-month service.
Correct.
That includes
everything I've told you about. It includes all of that. There's no additional. There's no hidden fees. There's no. Oh, by the way, Dan, it's going to cost you another $37.99 to activate this. There's none of that. Okay.
Oh, you sound like Angie's List.
I'm sorry. I sound like Angie's List. I surely hope not. Those poor people. I feel sorry for them because the job that they have. I don't feel like there's very much that's honest about their job.
My name is Daniel Nelson.
I just recently, you know, joined Angie's List. There's an annual fee of $287, and then there's a per
lead fee.
And, you know, my first month with them, I spent $650 on lead fees.
That were garbage. You know, you didn't get a single paid job out of that, did you?
No, I did. I did.
Oh, did
and
you?
My
oh,
job
praise
more
God.
Than, they more than paid for that, but that's not sustainable, you know? So that's why I'm just a little nervous about, you know, taking on additional marketing costs.
Well, let me tell you this. You have the ability to call your bank and to stop Angie's altogether. Okay. So you can call your bank and you can say, listen, I no longer want to do business with these folks. It is not what I expected or how I feel that they explained it to me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, I'm not getting the quality of job that I'm accustomed to or that I even need in order to sustain my business. And they will stop payment on that for you. You just have to contact the bank and let them know that you no longer want to do business with them. I work with Angie's clients all the time. Some clients love it. And they see profitability from it, and they make back their money very easily and quickly, you know. And those guys, a lot of times, have 10-man crews and things that you don't have, you know.
Sure, yeah. And so, and they're getting, you know, multi-thousand-dollar jobs each day, which I don't. So, I have to work. You know, I have to work many, you know, an hour or so just to pay for the lead fee.
Right.
You know.
And something like this allows you to really cherry pick the jobs, Dan, because of the way that we advertise you on the first page and in the specific areas. You don't have to take jobs from people that you don't want to, you know, if they're calling you out for a light bulb change, with all due respect, unless it's on a 60-foot ceiling, you know, where you're going to really be able to make your money back by pulling out your rock climbing equipment, it's not really going to be worth it to you. We're not calling you out for a lemonade stand. You are cherry-picking the jobs based on how you're being represented on the first page via keyword as well as via demographic.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
and that's based on the information you give us is where you want to show up. So if there's a couple of zip codes over that's how do I say this the right way? Maybe it's unsavory, or maybe it's just an area of town where you don't see as strong a return on investment, that you don't have to show up there with this package if you don't want to. It's very specific target marketing.
So is that by zip code?
It's up to you. We can do mile radius. We can do zip code. We can do city.
Okay.
We can do county. It's really up to the needs of the business. Somebody like you, yeah. I would probably suggest zip code, because it's very, very specific to where and how you want to target and come up in.
Yeah. So, in other words, if someone is searching for a handyman and they need someone to pour concrete, they are not going to, I'm not going to show up on their search list because I specifically don't do concrete.
Indeed.
So, in other words, we can tailor it that way.
Correct.
Okay. Because that's what I kind of want to do, is I want to filter out people that are asking for services I don't provide.
Right. Makes sense. Makes sense, absolutely, that that's what you would want to do.
Hey, that'd be a good move. We could help you promote that.
So, Amy, I
I'm
not sure that I want to do this today. So if I were to call you back in a week or a month, would this same offer be available?
Probably not. It probably won't be available, because you're again in a very, you know, prominent area in the U.S. You're not in some little cow town in the backwoods of Mississippi. You're in one of the most heavily and densely populated areas in California. So this package is probably going to fill the next 3 to 5 phone calls.
And when it fills, then if I called you back and said, hey, I want to go ahead with this, what would be your response at that point? Not available right now?
Again, with all due respect, it would be out there on a first-come, first-served basis. And if I don't have a spot available to put you in, I can't program two companies into the same spot. That's the guideline we're held to by Google, that we're only allowed to work with one client per industry, per category, per service area, being that 50-mile radius. For that 50-mile radius, we're not able to work with any of your competitors. We close the category down. We cannot work with them. That is our promise to you. That is how this will be working and showing up. Now, Dan, I haven't even finished telling you all of everything that's included in the package, but what is it primarily that would hold you back from pulling the trigger on something like this?
Actually, the only thing is the monthly fee.
The cost?
Everything else sounds great, but the monthly cost of it right now is just a little hard for me to swallow, because I just spent a lot of money with Angie Leads and it hasn't really panned out, you know?
Oh, I thought you said you made your money back from that, no?
Oh, I did, but let's say I spent $650 in less than a month on Angie Leads, and I made maybe $1,500 total.
Mm-hmm.
But 653 of that went to Angie Leads to get those leads. That's not sustainable. Whereas when people just contact me through Nextdoor or through Google, I'm not paying a fee for that. I'm getting the business and all the profits from it. So that's why I'm just saying that you know, I'm a little stung from the Angie Leads fees.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm a little hesitant to jump onto another program, although I love what you're saying and what you're offering. It just sounds like a much better fit for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not a question of services or anything. It's just the price right now.
I completely understand that, Dan. And I'm sorry you had such a terrible experience with them. And you know, I can't, as you know, I can't wear a black eye for something that another company's done to you. For the personalized package, you know, that I would like to see you get into, that is the very lowest that I'm able to do, and I'm currently messaging my director asking him if there is any other way, any other package or program, because you see the value. It's not that I have to convince you of the value that's listed there. I mean, you can see that. Let me see.
Like
I'm just waiting for him to respond to me.
For instance, Amy, if you could decrease the radius to like 25 miles and drop the price a little bit, I'd be much more interested, you know.
Right. I'm just waiting on him to respond to me, see if there's any other packages or programs available, because once you and I disconnect, Dan, it's going to automatically load in with the next qualified candidate that Tara or anybody on the team that's in that area, that's assigned to that area, has on the line, and then I go through the same motions with them that I am with you unless the position is closed out. You see what I'm saying?
Right, sure.
So, okay, so what he has responded to me is that we can give you a local-only program that's going to give you a 10 to 15-mile radius. It's going to okay. It will not give you the Google Ads at the top of the page. So it's just going to give you a blanket radius max of 10 to 15 miles. There for the local listing, and that's going to be set at $149 a month. So we're taking the Google Ads out of the package, locking you in at less than $5 a day. It will still include the website, all the directories, the Google local listing there within the local map on Google services. It will still include voice-activated searches, Amazon Alexa, Google Home, Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, mobile platform programming, call and conversion tracking, as well as advanced reporting on the entire package.
For $149.
Correct.
Per month.
Correct.
Let's do it.
Okay. So I have your last name here as O-C-H-I-P-I-N-T-I.
Correct.
What? How do you say that?
Ochipinti.
What nationality is that?
It's Sicilian.
Oh, very nice. Is your first name officially Daniel?
Yeah. So my mom was Irish, so, you know, they named their sons and daughters after saints. Mm-hmm. So Daniel and then the last name. So.
Beautiful. I'm Irish, too. Let me see here. Is there any middle initial on your credit card as it reads?
J.
J, okay. Go ahead and put that in here. I have a phone number for you of 619-972-8162. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to send out a series of text messages now, the first of which is my direct phone number and extension line. The second is going to be the number for client support. The third is going to be a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that walks you through how to use the tracking and reporting system. Now, Dan, with this, they're going to send out a PIN code to you in the mail. This PIN code takes 6 to 10 days for you to receive it. Okay, once you receive it, you do have to give us that PIN code. It's going to come in the physical mail. This is what's going to verify you and make you a red dot on the map. I have a business address of 4360 41st Street, Unit 1 in San Diego, California, 92105. Is that correct?
Correct.
That's a home office there, so we're going to hide that physical address on Google, keep your personal information private. It will only show city, state, and zip code for you. Okay, Dan, we want to make sure that all of your personal information is kept 100% private. Now, I have an email address, it's Dan, and then it has your last name. I'm not even going to attempt that. I'm scared. I'm just going to be honest. @gmail.com, is that the best email for you?
Yeah, that's my business email.
Beautiful. You're going to see two consecutive emails coming through now from me, amynelson@localsplash.com. Now, if at any point that you want to add in those Google ads to get, you know, just a stronger push. You want to see additional calls coming in, and you want to be in that very specific category at the very top of the page in the Google Ads, in addition to the local map. Give me a call. We can add those in. Those are done in $100 increments, okay?
Okay. And again, those are kind of banner ads on the top or the side, in addition to me showing up in the search results.
In the local map. Yes, sir. That's exactly what it is. And that is the added portion that helps push the campaign a little bit faster, and it helps to give you a stronger push. But because you needed a decrease in cost, we had to pull it from somewhere, and that is where we were able to pull it from. But you can the good news is you can always increase it at any time. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, it's really up to you and what the needs of the business are. Now, I'm looking here at the Wix site. I see you're offering hanging artwork, TV screen, shelving, patching and painting holes in walls, fixing small appliances, repairs, replace lighting, public plumbing fixtures, doors and window repairs, assembly of furniture and appliances, installing handrails, safety equipment, replacing mesh on screen doors and windows, installing shades, kitchen cabinets, minor automotive repairs. Is that a good?
No, we need to do a little editing.
Okay. Lay it on me, Dan. Go ahead.
Okay, the ones that we do not want to list.
Oh, give me the ones we do want to list, because I'm typing them out by hand.
The ones that we do want to list?
Yes, sir. So the ones that Tara gave me here, I have faucet, ceiling fan, drywall patches, blinds, drapes, TV mounting.
Yeah. Hanging artwork, shelving, patching and painting holes in drywall, or just holes in walls. Repair, replacing lighting and plumbing fixtures. Actually, just say replacing lighting and plumbing fixtures.
Okay.
Door and window repair. Furniture, appliance, assembly. Installing handrails and other safety equipment.
What about disable equipment?
I would say, instead of that?
No, in addition, what we're going to do is we're going to take these services that you're providing, we're going to run them through the database with Google and present you with the top recommended keywords based on where you're offering and what you're offering. And then you get final say-so on all keyword coverage. But it's just in addition, so you're saying installing handrails and other safety equipment, do you do any like disable ramp installation or disable safety equipment specifically? I know that sometimes in certain areas it has to be done by a certain type of supplier or licensed person.
Right. No, I don't do that kind of work.
Okay.
Okay, then to continue our list, let's see. Replacing screen doors.
Okay.
Installing shades, drapes. Repair of cabinetry. Cabinetry repair.
Speaking with Brad. Great, Brad. My name is Daniel Nelson. I'm one of the online specialists here at
That's probably just about it, Amy.
Okay, perfect. All right. Go ahead.
Also, we could add painting.
Painting, okay.
Yeah, I don't paint entire homes. I don't paint all the interior, exterior of homes. So I'm not sure. Maybe there's a different term for just like small painting jobs.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And do you do single room painting?
Yeah.
Single room painting. Touch ups?
Definitely.
Okay. That's how we're going to list you then.
Gonna have a completely set flat rate, meaning we don't charge.
And then you're doing like faucet change outs, right?
There's no surprise charges.
Correct.
Which discounts applied. Tara requested for a new
fans.
She just got licensed.
I'm sorry, what's that?
So we're gonna be waiving your
maybe have ceiling fans.
Oh yeah. I have ceiling fans. I'm gonna go through everything with you in just a moment. As soon as I get done, I'm putting the final touches. And then you're gonna have a client onboarding appointment with my technician, just to verify everything and do domain purchase and all of that. There's no additional charges for anything, but they need to get the information from you that they need in order to verify keywords and get everything push out the account. So I have a handyman services, small painting jobs, single room painting, touch-ups for painting, faucet change-out, ceiling fan installation or repairs, small electrical, drywall patches, blinds, drapes, TV mounting, hanging of artwork, hanging of shelving, patching and painting, holes in wall, repair or replace lighting and plumbing fixtures, door and window repairs, furniture, appliance, assembly, installing handrails and other safety equipment, replacing screen doors, installation of shades and drapes, cabinetry repairs.
Okay.
That's everything you gave me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
And there's a bit of duplication in there, too, that we can fine-tune.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a logo for the business?
No, I don't.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and include one for you. Okay. Okay, now do you want to keep it within a 3-mile radius there of your zip code?
I thought you said this would be 10 to 15 miles.
It will be, absolutely, if that's what you want. But we've gone back and forth about how specific you want it, so this is the time to let me know. Do you want it the full 10 to 15 miles, or you want to keep it right around 3 to 5 miles? What do you want to do?
10 to 15.
Okay. Okay. Hours of operation?
Now, I always like to clarify.
Typically 9 to 5.
Monday through Friday? Yes. Okay. Forms
of payment. I don't do emergency work. I don't do after hours work.
Okay. Perfect. What forms of payment do you accept?
Cash, check, Venmo, Zelle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a New Year special. Like, whatever the case.
I don't do PayPal.
Okay. How long you're running it for? In the event that you do add PayPal, you'll be able to take all major credit cards through the website as well. As of right now, we will be able to brand your Venmo. If it's a business Venmo, then we can brand the Venmo, and you can take Venmo payments straight off the website. But if you choose to set up a business PayPal account, you can take not only PayPal, but all major credit cards directly through the website. Okay?
Okay. I think for now, I'll just keep it as is, and I'll just work directly with the customers on Venmo.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, no worries. You know that they just changed that law, right? About electronic payment. Anything over $600.
No.
Yeah, so anything over $600, like it has to be reported as an independent contractor. Certain things changed with electronic payment. Venmo, Zelle, Cash App, all of that stuff. So just be aware
of
that.
Do they have to report it? They have to report it?
Both sides have to report it. A law change from our fearless leader, Joe Biden. So where anything over $600 has to be reported on both ends.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's no problem.
Just to be aware.
Everything anyway. Yeah,
just,
no problem.
Just to be aware, that's all.
For me, I claim all my income. I declare all my income. So that's just not a concern, you know.
It's the smartest way. Yeah. I have available appointment time for your client interview today between 11 and 12. Will that work for you?
No.
Okay. Then what time tomorrow will work for you?
Let me take a look here. How long does the appointment typically take?
It takes 30 minutes. We block off an entire hour in case the technician's finishing up with the client in front of you.
First one is my direct line extension. Okay, I'll be your account lead on this.
Okay, I could do 1 o'clock.
Okay. We can lock it between 1 and 2. The technician will be calling you. I can't promise that they're going to call exactly at 1. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. You're going to receive an email notification here in just a moment, Dan, that's going to say local / CIEN. We'll have your first name, middle initial, last name. This is going to come through via email. Once you hit confirm or accept the invitation, it will drop directly into your Google Calendar, and you will get a reminder via your Google Calendar. 1 hour before
okay.
the appointment, my technician's going to send out an email as well as a text message reminder that says, hey, Daniel, your client onboarding is set for today between 1 and 2. The technician's going to be calling you from our 877 phone number, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to read a voice verification outlining the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is month to month, that there's absolutely no contract. But first, in order to secure the listing today, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Now, we do need to have a postcard.
A Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
Here is 125
104th Avenue Northwest. Okay, it is 4833.
Mm-hmm.
1601
mm-hmm.
9734
mm-hmm.
3418.
So I have 4833-1601-9734-3418.
Correct.
Expiration month and year?
722.
7 of 22, then the three-digit code on the back.
Is that correct?
101.
All right. I'm updating your profile, assigning the package, and processing the payment. The voice verification reads like this. If you have any questions during the voice verification, feel free to stop me, Dan, and I'll answer it for you. Reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Handyman Dan.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Dan Ochipinti,
okay.
Sole Practitioner.
Dan, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Okay.
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Okay.
Yes.
in order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming in from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement, which you already have? You've already disclosed that you work with Nextdoor. You've disclosed that you regrettably signed up with Angie's List. And if we just asked that if you were to sign up with anybody beyond this, that you would please let us know so that we can work with them as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged at the greatly reduced cost of $149 for the Google Local Bundle program. This is going to give you a max radius of 10 to 15 miles. It will include all the other bells and whistles, which we're going to go over here in just a moment during the terms and conditions. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 11th day of every month. If you need to pause the service or discontinue the service for any reason, we ask that you please contact us 3 days before the next billing is due, so by the 8th day of the month, in order to pause or discontinue the program altogether. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right, Dan, I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, for this, Dan, am I on speakerphone?
Yes.
Perfect. I'm going to send you a text message with a link real quick. I want you to click on the link that I'm providing you here. It's going to, once you open it up, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know once you're there.
Let's see. Is that the invitation, Amy?
Nope. It's a text message, and it's the last text that I sent you. That says, it should say https://my.localsplash.com,
mm-hmm.
and it has your phone number. Click on that.
Okay. I just did that.
Beautiful. Now it should say Local Splash Terms of Experience, right?
okay, I'm going to click on that link. Yep, I'm there.
This is literally everything that I verbally promised to provide for you in writing. Now, from here, Dan, anything that has an asterisk next to it may or may not be included within your program, but you do have availability and access to in the event that you need it. Of course, there may be an additional cost incurred. So you have the Google My Business profile. I offered you a package to begin with that had the Google Ads for a different specific target radius. And it does include also all of the programming for the top 60 directories. It's going to include the customized landing page, which is the website. It will include also that you have programming for the top 660 directories. It will include the mobile platform programming as well as Amazon Alexa, the call and conversion tracking, and you get the advanced reporting. If and when the Google Local Service ads become available in your specific area for Handyman, then we will notify you first. That is Google Guaranteed Paid Leads. Right now at the moment, it would probably be out of your price range if it were available, but it's not even available in your area right now. The Google Guarantee is a pay-per-lead program that comes directly from Google, and they're guaranteed leads. So they don't – it's not the wishy-washy stuff that you kind of have been dealing with through Angie's or HomeAdvisor, any of that. It's a much certifiable program. But, again, it's not available yet. But if it becomes available in your area, we offer it to you first. first because you're our current client. We don't go out searching for a new guy first, okay?
Okay.
Scroll down, click the box certifying you're the person who made the financial purchase on behalf of the company today, and then type in your first name, middle initial, last name with no periods, just as it's seen there. And then hit confirm signature for me. Once you do that, it's going to take you to a screen asking for a username and password.
Oh, boy. Another password.
No. You don't need to worry about it yet. We're gonna email over the credentials. You don't have to figure it out. We're going to make it super easy for you.
Now, the next step, Brad, is scheduling your client interview with your tech. Give me one quick second. Just so you know, all of our technicians are in-house, too. So we're not sending you, like, overseas or anything like that.
Okay, perfect. So as of right now, Daniel, the last thing that I'm going to do is say welcome and congratulations for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. And be on the lookout for that call tomorrow between 1 and 2 p.m. coming from our 877 phone number, okay?
Okay, no problem. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. If you have any further questions, you can text back in, you can call, you can speak with me directly anytime, okay?
Yeah, you can do that, no problem. So I'll call you.
Great. All right. And I've got your phone number, your direct line there, Amy?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You sure do. It's in the email
okay.
as well as via text message, okay?
All right, very good.
All right.
Thank you for working with my budget. I appreciate that, and I hope this works out.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. I believe that it will work out. And again, if you want to increase visibility or increase activity, just give us a shout, and we can go ahead and include those Google ads at $100 increment, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a blessed day. Thank you for your time. Bye now.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.